The Coffs Coast 186.3 Triple M. It's Moffy this morning. Look, we've been talking and talking and talking about the waste facility at England's Road, or the place where there's a terrible odour coming from right across the city. I want to talk more about it to one of the councillors this morning, Sally Townley. She joins us. Sally, good morning.
Hey, Moffy. How are you?
Very well. Look, Sally, I'm a little perplexed, I guess, at the Coffs Harbour City Council, to be honest. I mean, we got a statement from the EPA during the week saying that council's independent experts identified that the landfill was where the main odour's coming from, and then they tell us that the council's, you know, reducing the landfill area to mitigate those problems. Then we see in the business papers on Thursdays that you're expected to be voting to raise the level of landfill.
Yes, that's right. Look, I think everyone's pretty aware that there's a massive problem out there. And I think that we need to recognise that the England's Road landfill ought to be coming to an end. We should be planning to wind that site up as a landfill. And I guess what's frustrating about the proposal before councillors is that, look, while raising the height of the landfill might buy a little bit more time until we figure out the permanent solution, it's presented without any other parts of the solution. So, you know, it may be that the landfill could continue as a dry landfill. It's probably okay to say that England's Road could continue as like a composting station, but the landfill, whether it's 18 months, as in the report, or a couple of more years while we, you know, plan another solution, I think we have to acknowledge that we need to end that site as a landfill as soon as possible.
Thing with me, Sally, is I don't have a lot of confidence in the Coffs Harbour City Council that they will wrap it up. I mean, 4 years ago or so, I had Paul Amos saying to me that he asked the question about what the lifespan of it is, and they said then about 4 years. Now, here we are, 4 years down the track, and it seems that nothing was done to try and, you know, wrap it up to get a new site. So what's to say that we lift it, we expand it to 2029, and then all of a sudden they go, okay, well, how do we do it now? We get to 2029 and there's still no sight ahead to where we're going to put the tip.
Moffy, I share your concerns and I agree. I think that we've known about this situation for a long time, and unfortunately there seems to have been, the focus from council seems to have just been to I guess, engage in legal skirmishes with the contractor for a number of reasons, but I can't see that there's been any other action to really address this. And that's why I think to be asked to vote to raise the height of the landfill without it being part of a package of solutions, without there being a clear exit plan, it doesn't give me any confidence either that the council is, you know, actually planning to solve the issue and to provide, you know, security for this issue over coming generations.
Now, obviously on Thursday, the councillors are expected to vote either way when it comes to the raising of the level of the landfill. What happens, though, if you say no?
Well, that's a good question, Moffy, and in a way it might sort of bring the urgency of the problem much sooner. But I think there's, you know, there's so many bits of the puzzle piece missing. For example, you know, we're in a contractual arrangement with two other councils, so it would seem reasonable to at least find out what those councils think. And I think there's big questions around the development approval pathway. For example, should council be the one approving its own application to raise the height of the landfill? Mm. There's obviously going to be huge community concern about that. Perhaps we should be seeking a pathway that includes the state government, for example.
Yeah. Well, Sally, we'll have to wait and see what happens on Thursday afternoon and go from there. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Moffy.
Councillor Sally Townley, it is an issue. It's one that I know isn't going to go away anytime soon, nor is the smell.